Hey, so this is Steve Keats from Fire on the Mountain Radio, and today we are lucky enough to have with us Wolf from the band Von Stomper. They're a new Americana band, or been around for a little while out of Colorado. Hey, Wolf, say hello to two of the Fire on the Mountain audience.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, so Wolf is, and where are you guys now?
We are, we're in eastern Wyoming right now. We're in Rouse, Nebraska.
And you have shows this weekend in Omaha or in Lincoln?
Lincoln and Kearney. We're heading to Kearney right now, actually. And, yeah, we're just kicking off our album release tour right now.
That's great. Are you playing at the school?
No, we play in Kearney. We play at a place called Gilead Bar, which is a... And I think it was the first stop of our first tour, so we always loved going there when we hit the road.
That's great, Wolf. So how long has Von Stomper been around?
We've been around about 2 years now, and we started touring last April. So I guess, about a year and a half ago is when we started to get out there a little bit more.
So tell me a little bit about you. What instruments do you play, and how did you get involved with Von Stomper?
So my role in the band is I play the electric guitar, I play Telecaster, and I'm one of the four singers and songwriters in the band. So I got involved with the guys basically by participating in the local music scene in Fort Collins as a songwriter, and a few of us guys were in different bands or doing different solo projects, so we basically found each other through our songs and through performing, and my role in the band has been just being one of the songwriters and electric guitar.
That's great. It looks like you guys have also written a ton of originals. So do you write them together? Do you write them together, or do you write them in? Do you each come in with songs?
We typically come in with ideas, but the arranging process and the real building process of the song happen as a group. We do have a few people that really like to write all. So we bring forth a lot of material, and of the songs that we play as a group, it's only a fraction of what we're all putting out as individuals as well.
So are you guys in other bands at the same time?
No, we're all pretty heavily committed here.
Though it looks like a lot of the jam scene, are you familiar with Reed Mathis, who's from Tea Leaf Green?
No, I'm not.
So Reed's been on the show a few times, and Reed, over the summer, was playing with the Grateful Dead drummer, was playing with the Dark Star guitarist, and had another of his original bands. So, I think there's a lot of inspiration from playing with different people, but right now you guys are off on this track. So are you the only member of your family to be in a band, or is this what the Wolf family does?
That's a good question, actually. Of my immediate family, I'm the only person. I do have a first cousin out in Los Angeles who also is in the music world as well. His name's Scott. But, in my family, I'm the only one that does music here. And I think that's actually pretty consistent with a lot of people in the band. We're all kind of the strange musicians of the family.
Were you brought up in Colorado, or are you from out west?
I kind of moved around a little bit, spent some time in New Jersey and Chicago before I ended up in Colorado, and then also for college in early 20s was in the Northeast in New York City and Boston. So I've kind of been all over the place, but also as a group that's sort of consistent too. I mean, we all kind of have different backgrounds and come from different parts of the country. We've got people from North Florida and Wisconsin and the Northeast and all over.
So that's how your sound, despite being... Do you consider it Wolf Americana, or do you have another name for your sound?
I think that's probably the best. I mean, it's a pretty vague label, but I think it suits us pretty well. just because so much of our influence really does come from a combination of, you know, blues and folk and bluegrass and country music, you know, a lot of music deeply rooted in American history.
Well, I think your publicist reached out because my show focuses on jam band music, and I think a lot of your, you know, I'm sure that you stretch out some of the songs, and the musicianship is really terrific. So that's probably why we're connecting on.
Sure. Oh, thank you. And yeah, we love to do that as well. You know, we certainly, being that so many of us have spent a lot of time in Colorado, we have most certainly gotten that influence as well, and been to many Red Rock shows and participated in those jam bands.
That's kind of cool. Hey, so do you consider yourself a Beatles person or a Stones person?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. You know, geez, if I could just take the Lennon and Harrison catalog and call it the Beatles, maybe I might be an easier call. But I definitely know more about the Beatles than the Stones. I like them both.
And the other one, if you were the same age as me and you were trying to decide what to listen to in 1978, would it be punk or disco?
Okay, yeah, I'd probably have to be punk there.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Wolf. I appreciate
it. I probably want to be over at CBGB, though, and listening to Talking Heads and Blondie and doing something like that. I don't know.
I got to do it. I did get to do a little bit of that, Wolf. Not enough, considering that we thought it would be around forever, you know? And so
yeah.
And so as you were growing up, what music were you listening to?
Really, you know, it changed so much. You know, growing up in Colorado, I was here, you know, for most of high school, so it was easy to get access to bands like The Grateful Dead or Led Zeppelin, Dave Matthews Band. And through college, I definitely got more access into bluegrass and into folk and blues and older music, and that kind of led me on a wild journey, which I'm still sort of on, I would say. But in the midst of that, I also, you know, actually Talking Heads are huge influence of mine, as well as Frank Zappa, and I like some weird music and some rock music, and, you know, I think that kind of comes through in our sound. We have a lot of influence of tradition, but then we also kind of get a little out there and strange at times as well.
I thought it was, I like that you mentioned Wolf, Frank Zappa. Sometimes, you know, I think Trey Anastasio gets linked up with Jerry, but I think he listened to more Zappa, or at least when they get spacey.
Yeah, no, we've got a few really big fans of him in the band, and yeah, I think we just listened to All of Freak Out the other day, so
Do you and the other Von Stopper members do like group listening of older stuff to try to learn together?
Yeah, we definitely do. You know, most of that happens in the van, and a lot of the stuff that we would kind of listen to is, you know, the Alan Lomax sort of folk collections and the older things that we can sort of dive into. There's so much of that we can listen through and try to learn things and think about which ones might be fun to cover in our way. A lot of what we listen to on the road, though, is also that we, you know, trade merchandise with so many of the bands that we play with, that we really get to, I feel like I get to listen to more contemporary music now than ever because of, you know, meeting all these people on the road and just got to hear some great music and doing that, you know.
And how much time are you guys practicing a week these days?
I guess it depends on whether or not if we're on the road. You know, if we're home, we try to do it with our 3 days, at least every other. And then when we're touring, you know, we're playing almost every day of the week this week. So we get a lot of that practice time on stage.
So, Wolf, what's the dream for Von Stomper? What's in 2025? You know, what do people... what if there is a Rolling Stone magazine and Von Stomper's on the cover, what's it going to say?
And rock and roll music is still alive. What will it be in 2025?
Yeah, Zager, you got that right, man.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I think our goal is to continue to grow our fan base and to make the road a more sustainable and stronger place to be, because we love performing and we love the opportunity to travel and to get to experience different people. So I think the growth is all sort of in wanting to have growth within, you know, different festivals and different tours, and we can get the right schedule together so that we can really expand out there.
Yeah, I hope we can see Von Stomper and the East Coast festivals next summer. The summer, you know, what's great about the summer is it always comes again. We'll certainly, I'm sure the Fire on the Mountain radio listeners will do what they can to help you. Anything else you want to tell my audience before I say don't drive so fast?
If you have the opportunity to listen to us or listen to the songs that you share, we hope you do, and check us out online, and we'll hopefully be out there as soon as we can.
We'll be waiting for you, Wolf. So thanks a lot, and thanks to Von Stomper for joining Fire on the Mountain Radio today here at Old Westbury Web Radio, OWWR. Thanks a lot, Wolf.
Thanks.